You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from BNN Bloomberg. Target is expanding its reach by selling its popular in-house apparel brand, Cat & Jack, at department store chain Hudson's Bay Company in Canada. The expansion includes swimwear, outerwear, and shoes, in addition to the apparel products already available. This move comes after positive feedback and is Target's first venture into the wholesale arena. Christina Hennington, Target's chief growth officer, highlighted the increase in value and volume of purchases in the kids' apparel section at Hudson's Bay as a result of the Cat and Jack merchandise. Target is exploring opportunities to sell its products to retailers in Europe and the Americas, with a focus on developing its wholesale strategy outside the U.S. while prioritizing its domestic customers. This strategy aligns with Target's efforts to regain growth following declining sales in recent quarters. To drive sales, the company is leveraging its private label products, which account for a significant portion of its revenue. Cat & Jack alone generates about $3 billion in sales annually, contributing to Target's overall in-house brand's $30 billion in annual revenue. The deal with Hudson's Bay marks Target's return to Canada after exiting the market due to significant losses. While the company hasn't disclosed sales figures for the wholesale deal, it signifies Target's commitment to expanding its brand presence beyond its own stores. Headline 2 comes to us from Yahoo Finance. Sycamore Partners is reportedly interested in acquiring U.S. department store chain Nordstrom, potentially taking it private. This news follows Nordstrom's announcement in March that it was exploring privatization options. Negotiations are ongoing, but a deal is not guaranteed and could take several weeks to reach an agreement. Sycamore Partners, known for owning regional department store operator Belk, faces competition from other private equity firms. The news of Sycamore's interest caused Nordstrom's stock price to jump by 6%, reflecting investor interest in the potential deal. Nordstrom, with a market value of $3.3 billion and $2.9 billion in long-term debt, operates over 350 physical stores and has a strong e-commerce presence. The Nordstrom family holds a significant stake of approximately 30% in the company, led by CEO Erik Nordstrom. This isn't the first attempt to take Nordstrom private. In 2017, a family-led privatization bid was evaluated, but discussions with private equity firms like Leonard Green ultimately led to the rejection of an $8.4 billion offer in 2018 as insufficient. Any potential deal would require approval by a majority of unaffiliated shareholders. Sycamore Partners, headquartered in New York, previously acquired Belk in 2015 for $3 billion and has a history of interest in department store acquisitions. This development underscores ongoing consolidation within the retail sector, with private equity firms seeking opportunities amid a changing consumer landscape. Headline 3 comes to us from Restaurant Dive. Shake Shack's kiosks have become the chain's primary and most lucrative ordering channel, with CFO Katie Fogarty revealing during the Q1 earnings call that they now constitute the largest and most profitable segment for the company. Kiosk orders are experiencing substantial growth, with checks being significantly higher compared to other in-store ordering methods, boasting an increase by a high teens percentage. Recent improvements to the kiosk ordering experience, including enhanced customization features and upselling options developed by the digital marketing team, have contributed to this success, making the process more akin to online ordering. These advancements are part of Shake Shack's Strategic Priorities 2024 plan, which also focuses on improving operations, reducing customer wait times, increasing brand awareness, and enhancing restaurant-level margins. Additionally, the chain has been working on standardizing service across all channels and improving employee training, resulting in a reduction in wait times and an overall better guest experience. Despite weather-related impacts in January and throughout the quarter, Shake Shack achieved its 13th consecutive quarter of positive same-store sales growth, with sales momentum continuing into fiscal May. Restaurant-level margins reached 19.5% during Q1, indicating the effectiveness of the company's strategies in driving profitability. Looking ahead, Shake Shack plans to continue investing in kiosks and digital enhancements while focusing on improving operational efficiency and enhancing the value proposition for its guests.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.